Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
The car crash and that sting was me trying to get that sentence out. Hi, Tim.
You need to go easy on yourself, Rachel. You're doing great.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
If anything, you were shortening the amount of time it takes to announce these songs.
Excellent.
By finding like creative ways to
mash them together into one.
Exactly.
How's it going? What is happening in the media landscape?
A lot has happened in the last week since I was last here, but I'll just focus on a few things. All that are national stories this time.
Okie doke.
Firstly, in the last week, Dom Harvey has ended a 2-decade-long career at the Edge radio station. He's stepped down, he said, to focus on his mental health. He's 48 years old. He's hosted the Edge's breakfast slot for, I believe, the whole 20-year run that he's had at the station, or 21 years, actually, to be precise. He announced that he was leaving on Wednesday the 28th, so it was actually when I was in here last week, and then had his final show 2 days later on Friday the 30th. And the Edge is a MediaWorks radio station, and the existing Edge DJs, Megan Mansell and Clint Randall, will now be hosting the breakfast show. Next item, last week I mentioned that I was waiting for the independent MediaWorks review into workplace culture to come out, and it was due to be released last Monday, but then it got delayed. It came out after I was here, and I've read it in its entirety, and it is way grimmer than I thought it would be. And goes into much more detail than I thought it would as well. 45-page review prepared by Maria Jew QC, who conducted the entire investigation. And at this point, I'll just give a content warning that some of the events outlined in the report do include accounts of sexual harassment and abuse, alleged abuse. The investigation only focused on 3 years, the last 3 years at MediaWorks, and didn't include the TV part of their operations. Over 400 staff completed a questionnaire and several dozen were interviewed. The report stated, quote, "The purpose of the review is not to name and shame or make factual findings. It is designed to allow the views of MediaWorks staff to be voiced without fear of repercussions."
That's quite an interesting scope for a review, actually.
Yeah, exactly. If they were conducting a review that had the ability to investigate specific, for example, allegations of sexual abuse in a criminal matter, it would have to be conducted a lot differently.
I think it's important when you have a review that lets people, as that has outlined there, just say what they feel like they need to say. It's kind of rare to hear it like that.
How you start getting the broad sort of picture painting of what's going on. Speaking of, here are some stats. 45% of females and 34% of males witnessed bullying that had gone unchecked by the company in that three-year period. According to the report, MediaWorks' gender pay gap between men and women is 18%, which is almost double the New Zealand average. The report found that MediaWorks staff's ethnic makeup was 82% Pākehā, which is 10% higher than New Zealand's makeup, and Māori employees constituted 6% of the workforce. New Zealand's population makeup is about three times that, at 16.5%. The report also found, quote, "MediaWorks does not have any documented company values or any separate published policies on diversity and inclusion." Page 23 of the report states, quote, "There were reports about a small number of radio brand announcers, current and former, who were alleged to have acted unreasonably towards others. These announcers appeared, quote, untouchable." On page 26 of the report, there are details that are given of a specific incident at a promo event in 2019, which hosted 18 to 25-year-old listeners at a multi-day event, including alcohol. And in the details outlined there, there's a 19-year-old woman who was interviewed for the report. At the promo event, she was seen, quote, "engaging with a senior MediaWorks employee," which he was 20 years her senior. And she woke up the next day not being able to remember what happened and was unaware of any sexual contact that may or may not have happened. The 19-year-old became distressed and contacted medical professionals and police. The report goes on to say that the respondent, so aka the aforementioned senior MediaWorks employee, denied any unlawful contact, but accepts and regrets the harm caused to the young woman by events that evening. And he states that this was an isolated incident by him. During a meeting with the young woman, MediaWorks offered an apology. There was no written report of the investigation ever made by MediaWorks, and the young woman was deeply upset with the MediaWorks response. There have been a lot of allegations flying around online, on social media. There was a very discussed and upvoted post on the New Zealand subreddit that was up for a couple of days last week that's since been removed. Obviously, we can't get into any details here at BFM about unsubstantiated chatter online, but just to note that, yeah, this is something that's being talked about a lot at the moment. And the final little bit of media news for you today, there was just an interesting piece that the newsroom did last week called What's Eating Chris Farfoy? Because he's the Minister for Broadcasting and Media, amongst other things. And it was sort of it's an opinion piece. So it was sort of this commentary piece about how he has seemingly become increasingly disengaged with his job, which is not great. It mentions that Newsroom believes Farfoy wanted to exit Parliament altogether at the last election to spend more time with his young family, but got talked out of it by the Prime Minister, which is, you know, it is what it is. These people are human, but it's kind of interesting because Chris Farfoy's got a super stacked portfolio. Like, he's got immigration at a time of COVID and media and broadcasting at a time where there's these huge projects like the TVNZ-RNZ merger that he's got ministerial oversight for.
I don't envy that.
Yeah.
No.
And, you know, you want a guy who's fully invested in their job managing those projects. So, yeah, newsroom piece is interesting, outlines a lot of question dodging and being light on details. That doesn't really paint a picture of a super engaged minister at the moment. And if you want to read it, that is called What's Eating Chris Farfoy.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that one, Tim. Quite a sobering media bat this morning, but important to talk about. So yeah, thanks for bringing it in.
These sorts of reports are super rare. And I will just say, like, on a commentary front, that I do commend the CEO of MediaWorks, Cam Wallace, for, like, conducting it and releasing it seemingly in its entirety as well, that report. So it's obviously identified some super serious stuff. But, you know, the first step in solving a problem is identifying there is one. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for that, Tim. We will see you next week. Have a good one until then.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. All